Hi
Hi
guys.
guys.
Welcome to Cafecito with Jesus, our first episode. We are so excited.
So excited. My name is Valeria.
And my name is Valeria as well.
I know. It's been a roller coaster of emotions. I just feel so happy, so excited. Cafecito with Jesus. And we're having cafecito, of course. Do you want to tell them how we came up with the name? All of our names?
Yes. So, just coming to the conclusion of this name was hard to say the least, but I feel like when God plants something in your heart, like it becomes easier. So one day we had sat down because we were determined to get this podcast up, right? So we get together, we're like, let's think of names. We had already thought of a name, which we're not gonna say because there is a podcast named that already.
A lot.
Actually a lot, yeah. But we had like thought of a name, we had wrote it down, we had made a logo, everything. Like we were ready to go. We were ready to start all of our accounts and everything. And when we go to make our Gmail, we never checked, okay, mind you. We didn't check on Instagram. We didn't check YouTube. We just didn't check anything. We were like, this is the name. This is it. So we go on Google to make the Gmail so that we can make our other accounts. And while we're like putting the information in, it says that there's already an account with that name. So we're like, okay, that's weird. And I stop and I look at Valeria and I'm like, dude, we never checked if there was like another podcast or even another page named what we were going to name our podcast. So we go in on Instagram and we check, we look up the name. And there was a podcast with that exact name. So we had to just sit and brainstorm. As you guys know, whoever knows us knows that we both love coffee. And Jesus, of course.
Yes.
So we're like, okay, like something with coffee, something with coffee. And we came up with a few different names, but Cafecito with Jesus just really stuck. We're both bilingual. We both speak Spanglish. Yeah. So I'm like, it's perfect because we want our audience to know that it's going to be in Spanish and in English, maybe a little bit mixed. So I'm like, what's more perfect than that?
Yeah.
Just both languages, two things that we love. So yeah, that's how we came up with our name. It took some brainstorming, but, and a lot of prayer too, because we thought of the name, but we're like, okay, we have to pray on it. Like, let's make sure that this is what we are going to be able to work with. And yeah, we got confirmation. So here we are with our Cafecito with Jesus.
Yes. Obviously, it's going to be all about Jesus. This is all for him. When the idea came up, I told her. And I love... Yo soy bien loca, se me ocurren mil cosas como mi pelo y lo hago y ya. Pero cuando yo le dije, sí, I don't. Cuando yo le dije, she's like, okay, let's pray about it. And it was like a break for me, like, you know? For how long were we just like praying about it?
It was a bit. I don't know exact. I'm horrible with times, but it took us a few months to just be like, okay. We're going to do it. And I was telling Julith, like, it's so funny. Her other name is Julith, okay? Sometimes I call her Julith. Sometimes I call her Valeria.
Yeah.
But I was telling her that I had been feeling like God was calling me to do something like this. I just didn't know what it was. And I was just praying, like, God, use me in any way that you want to use me. We know that social media is such a big, like, vessel right now. It can be used for so many things. So when Julie told me, I was like, okay, wow, like this is amazing. But I'm a little bit more like, we need to think about it. I'm kind of a little bit OCD, so I have to have things like in place and everything has to be perfect before I like go in to do something. And what I love about Judith is that she's just like, let's do it. Let's go. Like, what's the worst that can happen? So literally we just, once we had the name and we made the accounts, she's like, let's do a cute little photo shoot to like promote it on Instagram. And I'm like, okay. And kind of like, for me, it's like, whoa, this is going like, it's for real. It's happening, you know? But honestly, I've told her a million times, like, I'm just so grateful for her friendship and for that motivation, because she really just motivates me to just do it, you know? Especially when it's about Jesus, like, I know that I want to share Jesus and I know that I love Jesus. So why should I wait, you know? So thanks to her, we're here and we're doing this.
And everybody, well, nobody knew. It was just us with that idea, praying about it. She told her mom. Her mom was helping us pray. A lot of our, well, all of our close friends knew until the Instagram was out. And we got, everybody was just so happy, so proud of us. And that was just more motivation. That made me more hungry to go and to go to his word and deep, ¿cómo se dice? Deep dive. O sea, meterme de cabeza, así como todas mis ideas locas. Because I'm like, everybody's so happy. Like, I need to go and study. I need to pray. I need to just
prepare.
Empaparme de él. Porque lo que viene, I'm just so excited. I'm just so happy.
I'm like already getting emotional.
Tienen que saber. Lloramos por todo. Es nuestro hobby.
We do it for free. I'm just kidding.
Nos rentamos para llorar. Sí, yo lloro si estoy muy emocionada, si estoy feliz, si estoy triste, obviamente. Si te amo tanto y te lo estoy explicando, voy a llorar.
It's true.
Yeah.
We cry for everything.
So you can cry with us.
We also just wanted to let you guys know that we have created this space not just to share Jesus, which is the main goal. We never want this to be about us. Like, we just want it to be about Jesus and his love and his mercy and his grace. But we know that there's people who are starting this walk and it can get lonely. So we want this space to be a safe space. We want it to be somewhere where you can come and just hear encouragement from the word, to feel hugged by God and just know that you're not alone in this walk, because sometimes it's hard and sometimes it can be lonely, especially when you're just starting off. In another episode, we'll kind of give our testimony and like explain a little bit more on that, but God really just brings people together, and we are so grateful for all of our friends for honestly, my growth comes from the friends that I have, from being at church in a community, like just being with people who are like-minded and who love Jesus just as much as we do. And we want to kind of be that for you virtually, a place where you can come and just feel loved and feel Jesus's love above anything else. So
and just continue to grow and learn. And as I was like getting my notes together, just, we were created, so he created us perfectly, but then we came to this world and we're perfectly imperfect, and we do not need to be perfect to love Jesus. And here we are gonna share our stories. We are gonna share how God has changed our life, how God has filled me with love, and I live a life like yours, like with problems, not easy, but I have so much peace because I have him. And it hasn't been long, but since I have him, my life has been so fun. So like my memories, I have so many good memories. Yes.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Es como antes lloraba tanto. I mean, todavía lloro. Pero es como que I had a lot of sad moments, but now it's like, yeah, I get sad, but at the end, I'm like, I'm thinking about...
You're full of joy.
Yeah.
Jesus says that. Deja tú.
When I have a problem, siento como que, okay, va a pasar, y que voy a aprender de esto. Y ya no nomás como que...
It's funny that you say that because today I was driving to get here, and literally one of the things that I was thinking that God was really speaking to me was like, how beautiful that, yes, we're gonna go through things. We're gonna go through just as much turbulence as anybody else. But at the end of the day, we have Jesus and we have hope in him. And that's beautiful because I'm like, okay, I'm going through this right now. So what? Like, this isn't the end of the world. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna get through to the other side
No
and
matter
I'm
what.
gonna have learned something. Like, God is moving the pieces around me so perfectly. And it might be painful sometimes, but he's refining our character. And because our character is being refined, once we're out to like on the other side of like your issue, whatever it is that's happening, we're gonna be okay because we have him. So there's so much peace in that. Like, that just brings me so much joy knowing that, okay, like, what's the worst that can happen? You know what I mean? Like, God's not gonna let something horrible. And I mean, sometimes it's not like he let something horrible happen or not, you know, like things happen, but regardless of what happens, he's there. And he's there holding our hand through every step of the way. So
And
it's
until I
beautiful.
understood that, or I saw things that way, that he is there. Sometimes he's gonna be dragging me, and sometimes me voy a raspar las rodillas y me van a salir cicatrices, pero son de las cosas que aprendí. Y voy a decir, cuando Dios me estaba agarrando la mano y me traía arrastrada, like I learned that. And that those are testimonies, those are stories. Now que me pasan cosas, yo digo, it's okay. Alguien que yo le cuente esta historia va a estar pasando por lo mismo y le voy a poder ayudar. O sea, es como que no digo, ay Dios, dame un problema para yo ayudar. No, pero cuando algo
It's
pasa, porque
inevitable.
pasan, I'm like, I'll learn something
It's
from
okay.
this.
And not only you, but someone else. Because it's crazy. Like, half the time when you're going through something and you literally get through, or sometimes even in the midst of it, someone else is going through the same thing, you know? So it's beautiful to be able to share that in community, which is why we're here. We want this space not only to be safe, but an honest place where we
Honest.
can just talk to each other and work or like walk through our problems together because we're not alone. You know, Jesus is here and we're here. Like, he created us to be in community.
See.
So I think that's amazing that we have that space where like we can share stuff with each other as well as we're sharing it with whoever's watching, you know, so.
Y yo creo que lo que, gracias a Dios, la iglesia ha puesto mucho en mi corazón es que Dios no nos trajo al mundo para hacer la vida solo. Y puedo decir, hay veces es difícil porque yo en antes es como que yo no tenía amigas, pero, y es parte de mi testimonio, pero es como que ahora que tengo amigas es como que gozo la vida. Y disfruto la vida. Y son personas, como dijiste, personas que creen lo mismo que yo, que me dan, que yo les puedo, y me pasaron muchas veces, yo les puedo mandar un mensaje que sabes qué está pasando esto en el trabajo, en mi casa, me siento mal, bla, bla. Y la respuesta fue,
Let's
todo va a
pray.
estar bien, amiga. Voy a orar por ti. O, ok, me llaman y, ok, oramos juntas. Y eso.
Beautiful.
Oh my gosh, lo mejor de la vida.
Yeah,
No es
I
como que yo
agree.
no pido que me resuelva mis problemas. La oración he aprendido que es poderoso.
Which, by the way, we forgot to open up with prayer.
Oh, but we're gonna close with a strong prayer.
We want also this to be a place where we can pray. We believe so much in prayer, like it just changes everything. And we prayed before, like we even turned the camera on, but we wanted to start off with a prayer, and we kind of just went in. We just went in,
Like,
so
guys.
we're gonna pray at the end. Just, you know, want this to be led by the Holy Spirit. So yeah. we're always going to give him that room and that space to for him to just lead. Because amazing things happen when yeah. we allow the Holy Spirit to move. So, yeah. But we're so excited.
Yes. should we tell them a little bit about how we became so close? How? Yeah.
Yeah. You can start.
So, nos conocimos, pues, en la iglesia. Después, yo empecé a ir a la comunidad. Mm-hmm. Y pues siempre estábamos, o sea, siempre estaba ella y yo, y era como que la Valeria, ¿cuál Valeria? Tú te llamas Valeria, la otra Valeria, la siempre otra Valeria. Así. Yo me llamo Judith Valeria, entonces muchas me dicen Judith, otras me dicen Valeria, o ahora que somos besties, nos dicen las Valerias.
las Valerias.
Sí, entonces siempre era como que, oh, like praying for you, like just always there. Uh-huh. Pero luego mi esposo y su papá y su hermano, se hicieron besties también, empezaron a ir al boliche mm-hmm. y ya fue como que más unión.
Yeah.
Aparte, muchas cosas curiosas. Pues nos llamamos Valerias. Ella tiene un niño y yo tengo una niña, nomás uno y uno. Y luego, su perrita. O sea, su perrita es como su primera hija. Yeah, pero se llama Luna y mi hija se llama Luna.
That was crazy.
Yes.
Huh? Yeah.
It's so funny. So, su niño, mi hija y su hijo se aman.
Yeah. They're best friends. Yes. They say they're going to get married.
Yeah.
We're like, yes. Not yet.
Entonces, Valeria le dice, oh, va a venir, no sé. La Luna sale al tema y el niño le dice, Luna the dog or Luna the human? And it's so cute. ¿Y qué más? Y de repente, o sea, de repente así.
Literally, de repente.
Ella tiene una comunidad de mujeres en la iglesia y nos juntamos en su casa. Y de repente,
it's just crazy because we've known each other for like almost 2 years yeah. because since we were in the other community. But we would see each other like, yeah, hi, you know, normal, but we weren't like super close. But then just literally from one day to another, we just clicked and we talk every day. We're always just praying for each other, yeah. sending each other memes.
Yes.
Like it's been crazy, but I'm like I said before, I'm just so grateful for her friendship and mm-hmm. she knows this because I feel like we're so similar, but we're also so different.
Yeah.
And in those differences, like, we find the perfect balance, mm-hmm. you know? Like, it's just, I don't know, like, I always just feel so motivated by you and, like, you know, like, it's just, it's been amazing. It's been an amazing, ¿cómo se dice? Como, like, an amazing experience to know that you can just be such good friends with someone from one day to another and then you literally become mm-hmm. like super close because yeah. I like Judith said, like, she didn't have a lot of girlfriends. I didn't have a lot of girlfriends, and it's something that I had struggled with literally my whole life. Mm-hmm. Like, I would have friends and like we were close and then we weren't, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. just becoming like friends with her and like coming to Christ, and like now I have so many girlfriends, it's crazy, and I love them so much, you know, like it's so beautiful.
Yeah,
I don't know, I feel so loved by them, and we can hang out together, we yeah. have girls nights, and like it's mm-hmm. amazing.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I love how, like, because not because they're church friends, but because maybe they're church friends, he is always the center of everything.
Yeah.
And I love it so much because that's the only reason. And when we were praying right now, that is the only reason I want to live. That is, mm-hmm. I feel like I probably have like a, I don't know, like a, another purpose, but my purpose in my heart es que yo quiero compartirle al mundo entero.
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Y su amor. Oh, yeah. just beautiful. I wrote something about you, but I didn't want to read it right now. I put,
you're going to make me cry.
I prayed for a friend like you. You pick me up. You cheer me on. You tell me the things I need to hear, not the things I want to hear. You cover me in prayer. Your love is so pure. I can trust you with my whole heart, and you're the funniest person. So, yeah, like the light of Jesus shines through you. And siempre dicen, oh, cuando te juntas mucho con una persona, te empiezas a parecer. Yo me quiero parecer a ti. Yo quiero ser como tú. Entonces, no hay mejor persona con la que yo quiera compartir este espacio, con la que yo quiero estar arrodillada, llorando, orando. Yeah, I love you so much.
I love you too. We yes. told you guys we cry for everything.
Yes.
But I love you so much too, and I think I've told you like a million times. It's funny that you want to be like me, because I literally want to be like you. Judith is a prayer warrior. Like, every day she wakes up and she asks God to put someone on her heart to pray for. Like, every day without a break, you know? And sometimes it's more than one person. And she will not rest until she's able to get a hold of that person to pray for them. Mm-hmm. And I've told you before, like, I want to be like that. I want God to just speak to me so clearly when people need my prayer,
yeah,
that I'm able to just call them and be like, hey, I'm praying for you, you know, because mm-hmm. we all need that. We all need prayer, and how beautiful to be used in that way.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's so funny that you say you want to be like me, because you motivate me to be better. And I'm crying. And I just love you, because I've never had a friendship so pure. Someone I know I can call at whatever time and ask for prayer, or just be like, hey, I need to tell you something.
Yeah.
And you're going to be there for me. So much that if I don't answer, she thinks I'm dead.
Yeah.
And she will call me.
Yes. I was so scared the
other day. Oh, man.
Yeah, I called her.
She's like, are you good?
Are you alive? Are you okay? Like, I know. But
I love our friendship.
Yes.
And I love you so much.
I love you so
much. And I love that Jesus is the center of it.
Yes.
And that's the key to anything, mm-hmm. to any friendship, to any type of relationship, I feel like.
Yeah. And if it pushes me to God, I want it all.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I want it all. Yeah. Do you want to share the Bible verse?
Yes. So today, as I was praying for this episode, and just I asked God to put a verse in my heart to share with you guys, and he brought me to James 5:19, and it says, my dear brothers and sisters, if someone among you wanders away from the truth and is brought back, you can be sure that whoever brings the sinner back from wandering will save that person from death and bring about the forgiveness of many sins. And really what it means is that as friends, as Christian friends, when you see that someone is straying away from God, you want to bring them back in. And I think that's what this is about, like really just bringing people to Christ, and even the people who are already with Christ but want to wander, we want to be able to speak life into you and want to come back at his feet, mm-hmm. you know, because at his feet you find forgiveness for your sins, you mm-hmm. find freedom. And I just think that that's what I want to create in this space is just allowing you to soak him in and just want to come back to him, you know, because it's not always easy. And sometimes it's easier to just be like, well, I don't want this anymore, because since I started following Christ, like, worse things have happened to me or whatever it is, you know. And sometimes it's easier to just go back and fall into sin. But when you have a community that's rooted in Jesus, I feel like it's easier to just endure. So.
And I feel.
No, that's fine. I was just going to say that's the verse he put on my heart today.
Yes. But I feel like we want this space to be open for everyone, no matter what your past looks like, no matter what you did yesterday, no matter what, God loves us.
Y
no es una excusa de que, oh, voy a hacer algo malo, de todos modos él me va a perdonar. No, porque entre más te enfoques en una relación con él, más amor le vas a tener, más. Yo nunca entendía eso del temor de Dios. Y es como que lo amas tanto que no lo quieres lastimar. Así como a tus papás.
Es un respeto más que un, ay, qué miedo, Dios, ¿qué me va a hacer? Because, or me va a mandar al infierno porque I'm sinning. And it's like, no, you come to a realization that you love God so much, you just want to respect him. And that's where the fear of God comes from. Like, it's more of a fear of losing that respect. And like, I don't want to hurt God. He loves me so deeply. He literally died for me, for me to just continue to sin. Like, no, I don't want to do that, you know? So it becomes harder to sin when you have a true relationship with God. And we're not perfect. Like, nobody's perfect. I don't want to ever sit here and like pretend like I'm sinless, because that's not possible. But the closer you walk with God, the harder it becomes to sin. And you just want to stay on a right path because you love him so much. It's not even because it's like, oh, he's going to be angry because I did this. It's like, God, I love you. I don't want to hurt your heart. You know, so.
And I didn't tell you in the morning. We went to the gym earlier and we talked a little bit about, but fueron como cuatro veces. I love the radio station. And dijeron Salmo 23 dos veces cuando me, o sea, cuando iba manejando. Y luego cuando me volví a subir al carro, dijeron, I mean, no sé si era el verso del día, el versículo del día o no sé, pero luego en mi Instagram lo abrí y también salió un algo bonito con un paisaje con eso. Entonces lo guardé aquí. Dice, el Señor es mi pastor, tengo todo lo que necesito. Es el versículo 23. Y luego dice, aun cuando yo pase por el valle más oscuro, no temeré, porque tú estás de mi lado. Y era lo que estábamos diciendo ahorita. O sea, hay veces vamos a estar por el valle más oscuro y nos y vamos con los ojos cerrados, pero con la confianza de que Él nos tiene de la mano. Así y es. Vamos a pasar por ese valle y vamos a superar lo que sea que está pasando, porque nuestra confianza está en Él. Y siento como que esto, ay, o sea, ¿cómo les podemos explicar?
¿Cómo te explico
que tan bendecidas fuimos? Que yo desde el principio me tiré de cabeza y le dije, hay que hacerlo. Pero luego nos cubrimos con oración y todo llegó, todo llegó. Entonces, confiando ciegamente en Él, con todo nuestro corazón,
todo se fue poniendo en su lugar.
Entonces me encantó que era como que, y yo sí soy bien, bien terca conmigo. Cuando sí, todos los días yo le pido a Dios que ponga a alguien en mi corazón y que no me lo saque, porque Dios sabe que soy bien, Entonces lo puso y lo escuché una vez y lo escuché otra vez y lo escuché hasta que estaba haciendo desayuno y, o sea, corrí por la Biblia porque dije, tengo que leer el capítulo completo porque quiero saber qué es.
¿Qué dice?
And I loved it. So, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yes,
That's
I'm so
beautiful.
excited.
I love that. But
Yes.
when we listen, God really speaks. So
Yes.
that's what we want this to be about too. Just being
Yes.
able to be obedient and share what God puts in our hearts. Something that we said is that we're always going to focus on His word
Yeah.
and not our feelings, because it's so easy to get caught up in what you feel and what you think about God. But we always want to refer it back to His word, because this is what gives us life. And it's just, honestly, it's the best. Like
See.
anything that you read, you're gonna be like, wow, God, like I had never seen it this way. And you could have read that verse like 10 times, and at the 10th time you read it, like something clicks and you're like
Yeah.
mind blown.
Pero sabes que ahorita que estás diciendo eso, o sea, se me vino a la mente lo que dijiste. Nosotros nos conocíamos, pero nunca estábamos tan cerca y nunca habíamos tenido este gozo tú y yo. Entonces es lo mismo con la Biblia. O sea, todo mundo tiene Biblias. Todo mundo tiene Biblias.
Algunas como
Incluso,
cinco.
sí, cuando
Sí.
bautizan a los niños, regalan una Biblia en católica, ¿no? Yo crecí católica. Entonces, mi nana tenía como cinco Biblias. Y es como que, ok, ahí está la Biblia, conoce la Biblia, paso por la Biblia. Pero ahora, hasta que la abrí, la leo, es como que, wow, lo que me estaba
And you
perdiendo.
meditate
¿Ya?
in like on the word, and it's different.
Igual
It's different.
como pasó con nuestra amistad. Ahora es como que veníamos platicando ahorita. ¿Cuál es el carro de tus sueños? ¿Qué es tu comida favorita? Es como que,
Getting to know each other.
yes, disfrutar eso. Oh, so beautiful.
I
So estoy muy emocionada que esto vaya a ser el centro.
Yes.
Vamos a tener, estábamos platicando diferentes seasons, ¿cómo se dice?
Como,
Temporadas.
is that what it's called? I don't know.
Oh.
Like, kind of, yeah, I guess like kind of different seasons with like different episodes, I guess, like just topics. Practically, it's going to be a topic, whatever
Sí.
topic God puts in our heart. We're going to study on that in the Word, and then we'll kind of, and I mean, one topic can go so long, so we really want to like go deep in the Word. So we're going to grab that topic and kind of just
Study.
study it, and lo vamos a cortar como en partes so that our videos are not so long. We're trying to keep them short, so that you guys can enjoy them and really just get what you need to get from them. We're gonna try to not go too long, but so we want to kind of break them up, you know, and then from there move on to a different topic, and hopefully in the future we'll have people come in and talk to
Yes,
us, but
yes. We have very inspirational people in our life, in our communities, and that need to share their stories because they motivate me. También, pues si nos siguen en Instagram, vamos a tener como una cajita de, ¿cómo es una cajita de sugerencias?
Like what kind of topics you want to learn about, what kind of things you want us to just talk about, and then once we get like the, I don't know, top three that are most suggested, we'll put a little poll, and
Yeah.
then we'll start with that, and then we'll go from there. We'll just move on and try to just pick different
Sí.
topics.
Y oraciones, si necesitan oración. Somos dos, así que si nos dejan comentarios, si necesitan oración, si quieren saber algo, díganos, somos un libro abierto. Para eso estamos aquí, para eso se abrió esta puerta para nosotros.
Los DMs de Cafecito with Jesus en Instagram,
Instagram.
they're open. If you need prayer for you, a family member, anybody, we probably won't like share those prayers
No.
here, but we will be praying for you. Eso lo pueden tener seguro. that will be praying for you and your family. If you need to like talk, like we'll just, you know, actually send you our prayers and all this stuff. So yeah, we're super excited for this. God has been so good already. Like even with the smallest things, we had no idea where we were going to record. And like this just came together literally last minute because we had very few things. We didn't know where we were going to start, how we were going to start. And it's just been, like so many gifts. People literally wanting to help us even with their time and the gifts that God has given them. Like in pictures, we got pictures taken by a friend and like one of our other friends was like, hey, I'll help you guys with audio. And like just so many people have reached out who want to help and be a part of it. And it's such a blessing. And we know that it comes from God. So we're so grateful for that. And we're so grateful for every single person who's going to be watching, especially because we hope that this is something that's going to just help you in any way that it can, you know, inspire you through God's word or whatever it is. Just prayer, I don't know, all the things. We're just so excited for this chapter, and God is so good.
So good. Pues yo creo que ya, ahora sí hay que ponerle el prayer poderoso. You want to start?
The deep prayer? I can start. I'll pray, and then Julie will pray, and then we'll be done. And also, before we pray, follow our Instagram. Cafecito with Jesus. Is it an underscore at the beginning or at the end?
At the end.
Okay, at the end. Sorry, guys, I'm the worst.
But
on our Instagram, we'll be putting the links for our YouTube, our
TikTok,
our Apple.
And Spotify.
We'll hopefully have them, like this podcast up on all of those platforms. But I'm so excited.
Me too.
Let's go ahead and, and pray. God, thank you so much for being so amazing. You are so good to us. And Father, I just pray that we are able to bring your word out, Lord, that anybody who comes and watches this podcast, Lord, is just filled by you, Lord, and that they just feel so loved. That they feel your presence, Father God. And if somebody is struggling with something, Lord, that they know that they're not alone, that they have a community here to hold them up, Father. And I just pray that you shine through Judith and I, Father, and that it's never just our words, Lord, but that it's your words through your word, Father. And I pray that every time we get together to film, that this room is filled by the Holy Spirit, Father, that the Holy Spirit is guiding us through every single episode, through every single interaction that we have, Father. I just pray that you fill our hearts with so much gratitude, Lord, and so much love for you. Father God, I just pray for Judith, Lord. Thank you for her life. Thank you for being obedient to you, Father God. I pray that I'm able to just be as obedient as she is always, Father, that I'm never afraid to just go after what you want for my life, Father God. I pray that our viewers just feel safe, that they feel hugged. And thank you, Jesus, for this space. Thank you for allowing us, for opening these doors, Father, and for all the blessings you have already poured over us, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Así es, Señor. Ay, eres tan bueno, tan amoroso, tan detallista. Tú estás siempre trabajando. Aun cuando nosotros dormimos, tú sigues trabajando en nuestra mente, en nuestro corazón. Y yo te doy gracias por este espacio, Dios. Quiero que tú lo llenes de tu presencia, Espíritu Santo. Yo te pido que tú le hables a todas las personas que nos escuchan, que nos ven, que se encuentre con nosotros, Dios. Te pido que sean tus palabras las que los llenen de amor, que nunca, nunca, nunca se trate de nosotros, Dios. Nosotros te entregamos este proyecto a ti para que tú nos sigas bendiciendo y bendigas a todas las personas. Ay, gracias, gracias por tu amor tan bello, por tu amor tan sincero, porque tú eres fiel, Dios, tú eres un Dios bueno. Te amamos. Protégenos, protege a todas las personas escuchando. Cuida de nuestros corazones. Te amamos tanto, tanto, tanto. En tu nombre oramos. Amén.
Bye, nos vemos. Thank you so much for watching. Bye.